cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's do some memory, because one thing that I suppose a lot of us struggle with is that we can't read fast enough. We're very easily distracted. It's difficult to focus. And there are some people who are experts in memory. And Darren is such a person. I met him a while ago, and he said that he would be able to teach me and you and anybody else, is what he does, how to speed read, how to remember a whole bunch of stuff and not screw it up, and retain that information, which, believe me, is probably one of the skills you most want in the world. Because even if you can look stuff up on Google, if you can immediately summon up information, you just are smart. People take you seriously.
Are we talking about a level of memory retention that is higher than the average woman who never forgets a man's transgressions? are we talking beyond that?
Well, there he is. Hey, Darren.
Gareth, how's it going?
Nice to see you, man.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
So Mabali's right. Is this superhuman where, for example, you can remember stuff that a woman who is angry with a man doesn't even remember? You know how women will store up information for 3 years about things that have pissed them off, and then they'll unleash it all in one go.
Terabytes of information,
right?
We've got
they
stored.
Say memory's the thing that reminds a man that his wife's birthday was yesterday.
All right, so first of all, tell me your story. How did you get into this?
So Gareth,
were you super smart at school?
Not at all. I actually, I know I didn't work hard at school, but I was known as the head boy that was going to be head boy again the following year. I got 30, no, I'm not kidding. I got 33 for maths and 34 for science. And thankfully I broke my collarbone playing rugby and I just sat and hacked my way through. I had to redo matric math to get into business science organization. Wow. I didn't even get enough points. So I scraped through maths. And then 8 hours a day for the first couple of years varsity. And the owner of Bearing Man at the time, he paid for me to study, but he said if I fail one subject, all the money would be taken away. So long story short, I met a guy who came second in the World Memory Champs, and his mentor won the World Champs 8 times. And I flew overseas, met him. And just taking 8 hours, literally 5-8 hours worth of work and learning how to do it way more effectively in 30 minutes to an hour. So it's... And I think when I started competing, I was training as much as 5 or 8 hours a day. I came 21st in the world. The top 20 guys were doing 30 minutes to an hour. And I was like, surely there's a better way. So for me, the main thing is around what people are doing in a short space of time. It can be hugely frustrating pouring water into many bathtubs, but you never consider that there isn't a plug. Or cutting down a tree using a hammer. It just leads to frustration.
That would take a long time.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the best way to retain this information? I mean, give us the shortcuts. I know that it's probably going to require a course. You do these courses, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. In an extreme nutshell, there was a study done showing that no one is smarter, that run a lot of the people actually hit on the head and struggled academically, and almost like proving a point that we can take our brains almost to a weird level of storing and recalling masses of amounts of random information.
It's a great supercomputer.
Yeah,
your brain.
There's absolutely no limit. So the research now is the more information you've got, the more storage space you've got to store more. It's an infinitely organized library of information. If you just store it correctly, it's like spinning plates. If you just spin it once and store it correctly, you can go back and retrieve it. There's no limit. So an extreme nutshell is really organized, creative, and then you review consistently. So it's tapping into your full brain. So all the memory systems enhance your brain's ability to use all the most powerful parts to help you be incredibly organized. And then you add your creativity to trick your brain into believing that what you've seen is way more exciting than everything else. And then every time you reinforce in an organized way, so reinforce consistently, you can increase your ability to about 30% each revision. 3 revisions, you've got it. So the world record...
3 revisions of something, and according to these means that you're going to tell us about now,
yeah,
you will never lose that information.
Never is a strong... Cause
okay, but I mean, you could end up being, you know...
Okay, so it's...
a car accident or something.
No, but if you... 80% of all learning's lost within a day, which is scary.
Jeez.
So at the end of a week, people, if they had to look at how much they remember and understand, there's not much. Mm. So it's not... It's... Instead of looking at how busy you've been, it's actually let's account for what you've done. And I think that's a better question to ask. So there's no limit. If you revise, if you've stored it correctly, and there's a literally not like 70 techniques, there's a handful of the most powerful. If you've got those, you literally don't need more. But most people don't know those handful. And I can share every one if you want.
No. Yeah, please, let's go into it. Mubs, you're fascinated, right?
Yes, I'm.
Okay. So if you have it, one day you should, even if you're the busiest or laziest person on the planet, once you've stored it, you should revise within a day. Even if you forget, within a week, if you revise it once, you've got at least a month. And then you just check in about a month, you've got about 6 months to play with. So it's just learning to use an effective system. You put a little bit of work in and then it's there. So it's like building many different properties. If you've built the property, you're going to get rental income from your learning. Mm-hmm. Most people don't go there because they just don't know how. Like 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. No one knows the 7 Habits. 23 yeah. million copies. You don't have 23 million highly effective people because no one knows the 7 Habits.
No, if only we had.
Yeah.
All right. So give me these obvious tips.
Go. Okay.
Let's do this.
So obviously it's organized, creative, consistent. And one of the biggest strategies is creating mental folders mm-hmm. through journeys that you're familiar with.
All right.
Okay. So I've personally got 50. I'm building up to 100 journeys through my house, through ski resorts in Canada, America, London, the Middle East, China, all around the world. I've got these journeys of 20 locations from point A to point B.
Have you actually been to these places, or are you imagining these
places? Yeah. So every single, I've been there. Okay. So whenever I've got competitions, I've had 6 World Memory Champs in a row, 2 in China, Middle East, in London. Mm-hmm. And then you just build them up. Durban and Cape Town, where I grew up and studied, I've got 10, 15 each there.
So do you remember a course of events?
So in terms of effective learning, one is developing a very powerful memory. So journeys it's a simple hook system of being able to go through point one, my bedroom, what was there? Point two, outside, what was there? Point three. So you can...
Sounds almost like the Oscar Pistorius trial testimony,
that's
right?
That's what I was thinking.
I moved the fan from outside to inside my lady, and my legs were next to the bed and my gun.
Is that kind of what you mean? Like, you have to be able to recall amounts of detail.
Yeah, well, the first time you see something, it's a bit difficult. But then if you practice using your creativity... And then as you go through it once, the second time you do it becomes a little bit easier. Third time, you've got it.
But are you talking about imagining, or are you talking about actually experiencing? Or is there no difference?
Both. So the more you practice, it actually almost becomes more real than this bottle of water I'm holding. It becomes so real, and you get stronger at it. First is memory. The second is learning how to extract key information. You can store conservatively 5 to 10 pages of any information on one location. So if you've just got 10 locations through your house, your bed, the door, the passage, the stairs, kitchen, you're not going to get lost from your bed to your fridge.
No.
And in each place, if you can learn how to crunch down data, link things together, if you've got 5 or 10 pages, you can quickly get a business book
done in a day.
Yeah. So for me, Proverbs.
In the Bible?
That there, I've got 225 that I've stored.
And so you can recall a proverb now?
225, yeah. So
okay,
I've stored.
So go on. I'm not going to check you on this because my biblical knowledge is pretty...
Very, very poor.
It's pretty patchy. Yeah.
But the reason...
Give me a proverb.
So a wise man stores up knowledge. So why, you know, Solomon was the wisest and richest man who ever lived. Mm-hmm. And even if people say, well... they're not a Christian, neither was Solomon. It didn't exist.
Sure.
But kings and queens traveled thousands of miles to meet him, you know, that
like
were
the Queen
Christian
of Sheba, for example.
Exactly.
Right.
So for me, that's been, even though I've got, at the end of August, I've got 1,080 of my top business books stored.
Wow.
36 categories, 25 each. I can review that, but that's the wisdom of Solomon has been huge. So a wise man hears and increases learning. So he doesn't talk much. He's just adding all the time.
Are these the actual lines from the proverb?
Yeah, these are proverbs.
All right.
So I've got, I've got 225 and my wife's got 275. But once we finish that, then
do you guys compete with each other?
The last competition was quite funny because Kath, my wife, she's a speech therapist from Zimbabwe. Uh-huh. And she was like, she wanted to come on the trip. I'm like, you can come if you compete with me. But she was 6 months pregnant. So we were like waddling around in China together. And she did 6 packs of cards in an hour, a 600-digit number in an hour. She did well. So I think for her, Every single day, a part of the morning we dedicate to just learning, which because once
let's talk about this. Let's just find what we. Let me find a proverb here quickly. For example, how about this one? My child, listen when your father corrects you.
Okay.
Ring any bells?
It does.
Go on.
So I haven't learned the actual. A child say that.
I'm just pulling one at random.
Or a wise child, listen not to listen to his father's rebuke, but his. I could, even if you said anyone, I'll be able to tell you if it is or isn't.
Let's go. Wisdom shouts in the streets. Does that ring any bells?
I haven't done that one.
Okay. I'm just looking through these.
There's 900. I've learned 225. Sure. But
now, how do you program your brain to be able to, like, give me a list of things that you memorized that you know, because these are the kinds of things that you have to do in a memory competition.
Yes. So in a memory competition, obviously it has to be random, because otherwise we could all just sit home and learn it before.
All right.
So a typical competition, the World Champs, there's 3 days, 10 events. The world record in December was broken, 33 packs of playing cards in 1 hour. We don't go out much, by the way. We just sit home.
That sounds to me like you would be dangerous in a casino.
Definitely. My biggest mentor, or who won the World Champs 8 times, he's banned from most casinos in Europe and America. But learning, so he was a professional blackjack player for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still stuck in a casino working on odds. There's easier ways to make money. I think anything requires skill and discipline to get good at. So a lot of people naturally think, oh, let's go into casino. People are like, hey, Darren, let's go to the casino. Huh? And I'm like, and then I'm like, I start laughing and they go, Darren, I'm not joking, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I stay in Salt Rock. So right. A lot of my Indian friends are like, Darren, let's go Suncoast.
And have you ever done this?
I worked a lot in the casinos as a student in close to Vegas, but in Nevada.
Yeah.
And one blackjack table, there were 37 cameras on me. You could just looking above. And one of my friends that I worked in my day job, he was one of the guys. They were literally, besides the cameras, they're people watching you. So the general rule of thumb is you would go in with somebody that pretends to be very drunk and the two of you are working the odds, because it's actually a lot easier to count cards than it is to memorize. Even though it's quite quick to learn 5 packs of cards, you're decreasing the odds. So you know there's five high cards, jacks, queens, but you could have a 2 that sneaks in there and messes everything up. So there's a lot more tangible ways, business application, that's, I'd say, way more powerful than thinking, let's go and take out casinos. Counts.
Okay, so give me an example of the kind of thing they'd test you on. They'd make you memorize 5 decks of cards, but what other kind of challenges do they give you at these world memory challenges?
So, you hear one number said every second. They'll stop marking on your first mistake. So, 1, 7, 3, 3, 9. You hear it once. You're not allowed to write anything down, and they'll stop on your first mistake. And the last competition, a Chinese guy got 300 just hearing it once.
Wow.
The world record's just over 500 numbers in 5 minutes.
So you recall these numbers.
Yeah.
So you get exactly a page, the pattern. So if I give you a number that's 18 digits long.
Yeah, that's... a friend of mine, Dr. Yip, he learns dictionaries, and he did the Chinese Constitution. He does it for marketing, but you can say page 1,311, word number 5, within a second or two he'll tell you.
It seems unbelievable to me.
I think it... Anything that if you don't know, it's, you know, for me it was fascinating, Gareth. I think it really, for me, it was a struggle. 6 or 7 years ago, I was diagnosed. People that know me well, they'll say it's not rocket science, but with ADHD, my mind's, if I'm not structured and I don't have strategy, I'll fall off the table. I need that structure. So that learning has been something that I struggled with, but it's become, you know, if not my greatest strength now, that I'm in love with learning, because I know if you can build as many houses and properties and benefit from that rental income, it's so useful. And I think in business today, with things changing so quickly, being able to do your own learning, but that's incremental progress. If we can, instead of us doing it ourselves, we can ideally ethically borrow the brilliance from others.
Mm.
So for me, it's not a, and that's what Solomon says, or a wise man, you know, he's got wise counsel. He's getting the best of everything. So for me, it's the humility of saying, I don't actually know, but who does?
I like the way you've just worked us back into Proverbs. Okay, give me an example. If I had to remember a poem, let's say just a little four-line poem. It's, to most people, if it rhymes, it'll stick better. But sometimes you remember, sometimes you don't. What's the surefire way to remember this stuff and to retain that knowledge?
So a poem used to be one of the events, but the only problem is there's probably 15-20% of us that have English as a first language. So imagine translating that into simplified Chinese and everything else. So a poem, most people will try get something and say it and
say it. How do you get it to stick in your head is what I'm trying to ask you.
What, so there's a number of ways, but the key thing is if you've got the, if you look for a key point in that poem, and then I would simply just use a journey, because also as you practice, you become really quick. And if you store the key idea and at least say it in your own mind, not to try get the definition. So just see the key points and then try repeat that. And then the definition, once you've got physically, your brain can actually change shape. And you see it in your brain once, twice, and then the definition starts to build onto that. So you don't try get all the this and the and the, you know, and that definition loses, it goes quite quickly. So for me, I'd rather get 80-90% there with a crux. As you review the meat ads, I'd rather true learning's memory and understanding. For me, once I've got it, I'd rather say it a little bit off, but I know it, than actually say it like a parrot, but I don't actually know it. So for me, it's the simulation of knowledge, not just being able to recite information without any use or value.
Do you walk around with this poem and actually remember places that you have been? Is that a way to do it?
Yeah, I think depends on the poem. I think if it's nicely organized and broken down, it's a lot quicker. I think a lot of information is just so all over the place. A lot of your time is actually seeing what's going on. So one of the strategies would be even to link the key concepts and store and then recall. That's one of the...
All right. Really now, tell me about speed reading.
Okay.
Because this is something else you can do.
Speed reading is the third element. So effective learning is memory and then extracting and then actually speed reading. And everyone's like, oh, there's three people in them that are phenomenal. The person that's a friend of mine, Ann Jones, she's helped me mainly with world champs in the Middle East. She's, in my opinion, the world's most legitimate, world's best speed reader, 6 times world champion.
How does speed reading work?
So the biggest tip to speed reading is knowing what to look for. Okay. And the worst thing about reading, what people shouldn't be doing, is going at one pace. Most people, they just get into a document and get so lost. The initial stages, you should be ideally going really quickly and looking for clues. And the only thing you should be going really slowly is the table of contents and seeing structure. So it's rather learn to go deep and understand than just to fly through content. I can do a business book. Like my hyper-focus is business books. I love it. An hour flight from Durban to Joburg, 150 pages of a business book with about 70% recall. If you added another 15, 20 minutes, I could tell you what's on page 127. But I don't learn like that. Even though I can do it, it chews so much energy. What I rather do is I extract, I link key concepts, and it's almost to a point where I have to go back and keep digging. It's not like one read and stop. So I'm building...
It's layers.
It's layers. So as soon as you go so deep, it's like you it's almost like a rocket to the moon, just and it goes off. That's why people, if they're studying, everything's done at the last minute, because if they did it a week or two, they'd
forget.
Before. So you kind of like a... And then it all disappears. The point isn't to just, you know, all training courses...
How come we can remember the lyrics to a song we haven't heard in 20 years, but we can't remember how to do a quadratic equation that we learned, that we actually learned to do in matric?
If you think a beat, but this is getting a bit technical with the brain, but think about smell, Gareth.
Yeah.
If you smell something that was connected to memory 20 years ago, you could remember it. Right?
So you must engage other senses, I'm guessing.
You're adding all your senses. So when you add, when someone's engaged in something, it taps into something so much deeper than just linear, boring learning.
Okay, so we add in a little smell, a bit of vision, a bit of taste if you can, some feeling.
Meaning. If people have to do something on training courses, if you think most of the information's lost, think of all training budgets and businesses.
Yeah.
How much is spent but not being able to be used.
Yeah.
So if there's meaning and relevance, if that's not there, we at our creative best when we've got a problem to solve it, we see how we can use it. If we have to do something, we don't want to do it. Our brain's just saying, they did a study on waiters and waitresses that as their table was closed, they then tested them on food orders and they couldn't remember. Our brain is so efficient. So if you've now, you think, oh, I've finished a test or I've done that course, now I don't have to know it. You can literally, if you were tested, all students know this, a day or two later they would fail because the brain said, now I don't need it.
Don't need it anymore.
I've passed, yeah.
So you have to make it important for your brain to keep the info.
Yeah.
Otherwise it doesn't matter that you learned.
Between
you have to
11,
almost establish priority.
Yeah. But the thing is, the sad reality, a lot of people, if their attitude is right, but their skill or the technique is wrong, it's going to lead to huge frustration. But 11 in the evening and 2 in the morning, your hippocampus, which is between short and long-term memory, is reviewing every signal of information sent every day. And based on your relevance and meaning, it keeps or disregards. So we underestimate that there's so much in our control. Intelligence is a verb. We become more intelligent through deliberate, consistent practice with right strategy. So for me, the thing is, without strategy...
All right. What party tricks do you have? I mean, like if you walk into a room and you can impress people with this ability that you have to memorize things, or the ability you have to speed read, or to what was the third one? See, my memory's shitty.
First
extract.
Yes.
All right. So you're going to do one of these things. How do you impress people at a party?
I think the obvious one is a pack of cards. So okay. I've only done a pack in a competition in 80 seconds. In practice, maybe 40, 45.
Well, you will memorize exactly the order of the cards.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So,
Flax, do we have cards somewhere here?
He's
brought some. Okay.
If you want. I've done it, as I said, in China in 80 seconds, but maybe a couple of minutes.
Do what you need to do here. He's shuffling. Let me shuffle the pack here. I'll mess it up a little bit. Mavs, you do it. My buddy's good at shuffling cards.
I'm not good at doing it the professional way, so I do it the old school way.
So you're going to now memorize the entire deck of cards. Is that right?
Yeah. That's.
Look at how confident he is. I would be shitting myself if I'd promised someone something like that.
Okay.
How many cards in a deck?
52.
52, right. Okay. Here they are.
I'll need at least a song.
Shuffled by the hand of Mabale Moloi.
Okay, you'll need a song, you said.
Well, you're going to... Yeah,
No. You do what you need to do. We'll play a song. When we come back, you'll have memorized the entire deck.
I hope so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm happy to give this a try. Flax, are you ready for this?
I'm skeptical, but I'm ready.
By the way, Michael Flax, do you remember anything from a matric? Anything that you wrote in matric?
No, because I used that thing where you need it now, you won't need it later. So I learnt it for the day and then I lost it, made room for other things.
And what kinds of things do you remember now that are important?
I remember every single item they sold at that tuck shop, down to the tea.
Yeah, because you were a fat child.
You drank tea as well with all the pies?
You see, the smell of the food contributed to the memory of the food.
All right, when we come back, we'll see if Darren can remember the entire deck of cards, all right? The whole damn thing. So let's not mess around. Let's do this, everybody. Are we ready? Okay, it's time to test Darren. Darren Denholm's our guest this morning. And he is a memory expert. He is also one of those people who can speed read. And he has remembered an entire deck of 52 cards in order. Mavs, are we going to do this?
We're going to try.
All right. Darren, you ready?
I hope so.
All right, pass me that deck of cards. Let's do this.
Okay, so I need to review the last three?
Go for it. No
problem.
Now we're going to. I'm not going to obviously make you read off 52 cards because first of all, people will die of boredom.
Exactly.
But I will randomly pick cards, and you tell me what comes before or after.
Perfect.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
You
done?
So I'll tell you now.
There's like a process, obviously, that you have to follow, Mums.
I think so. Now's the thing is, once I've seen it once and I've had a very quick review, I'm like anywhere from, you should have 100%. If you're slightly stressed or a lot in your mind, it can dip quite a bit.
Yeah, so we won't hold you responsible if you don't get 100%. But let's try this.
Okay,
all right.
Cool.
So just to make sure that you're paying attention, the first card.
Nine of clubs.
Very good. The last card.
10 of diamonds.
Okay.
Mubs, I'm going to go into the middle of the pack here. Somewhere in the middle is a queen of spades.
Queen of Spades. After the Queen of Spades is the Four of Spades.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Before that,
yeah.
Let me see.
He's getting.
was the Seven of Clubs.
Yes.
Spot on. All right, now I'm going to go somewhere else in the pack.
Okay.
The Eight of Spades.
Eight of Spades is it's about three quarters of the way. Do you want to go? Mm-hmm. Probably it's easier from the back, Gareth.
All right. So, what was behind that?
It depends which way you're going. So, Eight of Spades, mm-hmm. if you're going before, if that makes sense. So,
yeah, gotcha.
Afterwards is going to be the Two of Hearts. But yes. Before that is the King. So, King of Spades is
yes.
before, and the before that was the Ten of Hearts. Ten of
yes,
Hearts is before.
Look at you.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
But I could tell, the thing is, because it's so organized, I could tell you what, but I'll have to just kind of race through my mind. I could tell you what number that is too if you wanted, but it's three quarters
What's
of the way.
What's the
through.
Tenth card?
Tenth card, Five of Hearts.
Unbelievable.
Sure. Okay. All right. So.
All right. There's no way he could have cheated that. You have to remember it.
And he was chilled while he was doing it. Yeah. He was talking to you, just memorizing, flicking through.
Right. Unbelievable. Dude, this is so cool.
Thanks.
Can anybody learn to do this?
I was born with it. I'm joking, Gail. Of course. No, that's the cool thing. It really is.
Are you impressed?
I am very impressed.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing you like, right?
And here I was going to give him a list of like 15 fruit items and repeat them back.
This is way better.
Child's
All right.
play.
Well, you see, this kind of thing, I suppose, is extremely useful when you're actually meant to be paying attention in meetings, for example, when you're meant to be getting things memorized that you will need as a skill in a particular job that you have.
I think for me, starting out as a memory company 12 years ago, I realized actually the biggest benefit for this is the speed of processing a huge amount of information. And the thing is, if you're doing it way faster with near perfect levels of retention, we get the greatest resource we could ever have, and that's more time. So
that's it.
For me, it's...
When you were saying that you could read through a book on a flight,
yeah,
to me that is useful time. Like, I read a lot, but
yeah.
Sometimes I take a book and it'll take me 3 weeks to get through it. Sometimes I could do it in a night. But I won't remember everything.
I could set a challenge. Within 3 months, mm-hmm. I would be happy that you would have 100 of your top books with all the key concepts within a few months.
Can you teach me how to do that?
Yeah. Is that a challenge?
Do you have a website we can all go to if we want to sign up?
Yeah. The easiest, hello@powerstudying.com. Hello@powerstudying.com. If they send an email, I did an audio for Unilever Directors a number of years ago. I gave it as a gift for the course I was doing with them. And it's 16 things I learned that helped me go from nearly failing to competing at the World Champs. So it's a 38-minute audio. There's no advert. It's just literally 16 things that I learned that people could benefit
for free.
From. For free. There we go. So if people send hello@powerstudying.com.
An email?
An email, and then they get that, and then people can inquire about, with business and what have you. But the website's powerstudying.com, but we're moving to Genius Series under the umbrella of corporate and student and little, but powerstudying.com at the moment is our website.
Have you seen incredible results with people who have used powerstudying.com if they've used your techniques for school and for varsity?
Yeah, I think if I say it, it's boasting, but if clients say it, it's proof.
Okay.
So for me, there's so many quick wins, but I think like anything, people see this as something, obviously it's attractive, but I think like any skill worth mastering, unfortunately like exercise, it's what you're doing consistently with what you know. So I'd love to, of course, anyone can do this. The one of the world champions said to me when I was interviewing him, I said, can anyone do this? He's the only guy that said no. I said, why? I said, no, and he said, because a lot of people won't actually stay consistent with what they know. The discipline part is where the struggle is. It's not the technique. So
I love it. So how many books, if I can learn 100 books in 3 months?
So there's a challenge. So you're also committing not to me, Gareth. You're committing to everyone listening.
I'm committing to me. I don't.
Okay.
Please, I'm not going to be responsible for anyone else. I can care less about everybody else.
So 100 books, if you want to do it.
All right.
But is that something you'd want to do? 100 top
Hell
business
books? Yeah.
Okay.
No, not business books. That's
or
boring.
Any books. But think about a novel. Would you want to know? So
I would love to be able to pull a Bible verse out and impress a Christian. Can I do that?
But remember you said Anne Jones is speed reading. She did Harry Potter as it came out.
It's a better story than the Bible, I agree.
17 pages in a minute she was doing. So she read it in 47 minutes and did a review on Sky News. So I can help you choose the 100 books and then you could recall all the key information of 100 books within 12 weeks.
Challenge and how much of this do I have to do? In your, do we have to be in the same room every day for those 12 weeks?
Not at all. Once it's like, as I said, building properties. If you've got it, like
you could teach me from a distance.
Yeah.
And I just have to practice.
Yeah, there's a, you know, once you've got, you know, once there's a little bit of practice. One last thing, Gareth, which is interesting. The two best techniques, if you're looking at learning effectively. The most thorough study done in American university, the worst method is highlighting. People be like, what, Shirley? It's not that highlighting's ineffective, it's just people highlight everything.
Yeah.
The two best methods was extracting key information into flashcard mastery and then practice tests. So you actually simulating and wrestling and getting stuck, it's deliberate practice is the key thing. So you don't get to a test or and then you see it from a different angle, you've never done it. You shouldn't be spending all your text it's. So once you know what to do,
it's easy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was really interesting.
Thanks for having me.
I liked your card trick, man. That's good stuff. All right. So there he is, Darren Denholm. You can find out more by going to power. Give me a second. I got it. Powerstudying.com.
Yeah. And hello at powerstudying.com for that free 38-minute audio and 16 things that I did that helped me move from failing to competing.
All right. Very good. Okay, thank you,
thanks,
man,
for having me.
Wow, what a pleasure. Interesting dude. Huh, Mubs?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool. Thank you, Darren. Nice
thanks,
to
Gareth.
Meet you, man.
Yeah, you good. Too. CliffCentral.com.